Recording started.
Good morning, and welcome to Rev Ing Sunday Soul Connection this Sunday morning. As always, we like to set the intention of our time together by starting with Naturally Seven and Let It Be.
For this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect. Oh, oh, that our lives are together, stay to make us closer.
You this morning. This has taken the next 50 or so minutes out of the 1,440 that there is for this day to deepen down into consciousness, into spirit, where we will be refreshed, renewed, and invigorated. I like to remind you the wise words of the teacher who said, come, come apart. Just for a little while, and enter into that secret compartment, that chamber, where the Father will see and hear in secret, but will reward you openly. Here on the Sunday Soul Connection, it truly is for me my purpose and goal to remind you not only of your connection with the Divine, whatever or however you perceive Him, her, it to be, but to keep reminding you that you could only know the Divine in the moment, in the very present moment. God is not a God of the past. He's not a God of the future. He's an I am that I am, a God of this present moment. So as we can stay conscious in this moment, this moment, this moment, can we know God? Can we experience and benefit from the presence of that connection? My theme this morning for the Sunday Soul is joy. It's an inside job. Joy is something that is different from happiness. It's as intangible as the air, but as palpable as a heartbeat. It has the vibration and the essence similar to love. And like love, it's very hard to describe and define. But I read that it is something that we were gifted with when we came into this life. Joy is our true connection that we can experience when we are in relationship with the Beloved. Joy is something that we feel from the within, from the inside. It's not something we get from the without. I believe the difference between joy and happiness is that happiness is found in things. So we may go out and have a nice meal and be in the company of good friends, and we are happy because we're achieving that energy, that emotion of happiness through what we're doing, through how we are and what we're having. And we can be happy in our homes, enjoying our surroundings. We can be happy and out with our car. Happiness is what we get from that which is outer. But joy, joy is an inner feeling. It's an inner realization that rises up, not from something that you've experienced outwardly, but from something you're experiencing inwardly. Joy can be that feeling you get when you look at a sunset or a sunrise, when you look at a cloud passing in the sky, when you happen to gaze upon a flower or a look of your grandchild. Joy is an indescribable feeling that rises within you as you're experiencing. That feeling that rises within you is when in that moment your soul is connecting with the divine and realizing itself. Joy is an inside job. Joy is not found in things. It's just found in being. When we are experiencing joy, we truly are experiencing connection to the divine. There's a lyrics of a gospel song which said, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Because joy does not come from the world, it comes from our connection, our relationship to the divine within. When we experience joy, we are experiencing God in its purest essence. When we experience joy, we truly are knowing the truth of our being. When we experience joy, we are knowing the divine, the beloved, in that moment. Rumi said, and I love Rumi as you know, Rumi said, if you knew yourself for even one moment, if you would just glimpse your most beautiful face, maybe you wouldn't slumber so deeply in that house of clay. Why not move into your house of joy and shine it into every crevice? For you are the secret treasure bearer and always have been. Didn't you know? That house of clay which Rumi is referring to is this physical body. And the house of joy that he's inviting you to move into is that realization and connection to spirit. That sacred treasure house that you're carrying, that you've forgotten, is that divinity within that gives and is pure joy. Joy is an inside job. And only as you stay conscious in each moment to be aware of what is the divine within you, to be aware of your connection to the divine within you, can you experience that joy? Can you be open to that joy? Can you be aware of that joy? Joyce Rupp, Fragments of Your Ancient Names, who writes the most beautiful of poetry. And this she is sharing from Martin John is entitled Joy of Our Desiring. Every creature desires happiness. Each one longs for contentment and an ongoing sense of well-being. You are the true joy of our desiring. Although we may not recognize this, beneath our longing and yearning, your presence is ceaseless delight, waits for us to identify what is ours. Help us find in our joys and pleasures the deeper joy of yourself within them. The joy of God, the joy of the divine, the joy of the beloved is in our desiring, is in the things that we are longing for. When Jesus said it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, he's speaking about the joy of the beloved to give you that which you desire. The Upanishad said, these are the Hindu scriptures written many years ago, from joy springs all creation. By joy it is sustained. Towards joy it proceeds, and unto joy it returns. It's speaking about the divine. From the divine, which is joy, everything comes forth. And it is to that divine joy and energy and spirit we will return. As always, I love to share with you some quotes. And every sacred scripture speaks to that. We've heard from Rumi, who was a Sufi for Islam. We've heard from the Upanishad. The Psalm says, you make known to me the path of life, and in your presence there is fullness of joy. In the book of James it says, count it all joy when you meet trials of various kinds, and you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And I know that for some people, when they are going through their trials, when they're experiencing the pain or the discomfort of disease in their body, it's very hard to be thinking joy-filled or joyful thoughts, or even to remember that joy exists. But as the book of James reminds us, in those times still, allow our faith to bring us back to the remembrance that joy is the essence of our being, that joy is the vibration of the divine, that if we can for that moment take our attention away from the pain or the discomfort, and remember this truth, bit by bit, joy will bubble up within our soul. I'd like to share with you a reading from Science of Mind. And as always, we start with the first quote, which is from a wonderful theologian called Howard Thurman, who says, open unto me joy for sorrow. Our second quote comes from Ernest Holmes. It says, let us come in peace and with spontaneous joy, for the spirit is joy. The author writes, when we are in full joy, we shine like the sun, parading ourselves before the world for all to see, with a warmth that enfolds everything and everyone in its path. We radiate joy because it tends to extend itself beyond physical bodies and circumstances. When we feel joy, everyone knows it. Everything around us is clearly influenced by the divine happiness that wells up from within. Yet, even in some of our darkest, saddest moments, the quiet thrum of joy is present because its embers always live within. The presence of God definitely takes joy in its own creativity, which acts through manifest creation. We can imagine our pets enjoying themselves as they lie beside us when we are at rest, or as they fly energetically when chasing a ball. They, like us, can also feel sadness or dismay when things do not go as they would like. On the other hand, the divine carries out joy at seeing its own effort in action, for it knows only its own action. Sometimes, in the midst of difficult times, we can run on remembered joy. It may take quiet effort at being still before joy can resurface again, but it will. This is joy inherent in our spirituality, and it awaits its opportunity to come forth again. Even after experiencing the greatest sadness, we find joy once more. I'm reminded of the psalmist who says, sorrow comes at night, but joy comes in the morning. No matter what we may be going through, that fear that is robbing us or ebbing away our joy, we can be certain that joy is always there, awaiting us. Beloved, joy is an inside job. It's not based on people. It's not based on things. It's based on your connection to the source of life, the source of being, the source of all. Joy is a reality within you. And as you can keep your attention and focus on your connection to the divine within, you can experience it and realize it more and more. The Buddha says we are shaped by our thoughts. We become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves. When our thoughts and our mind is pure, then joy follows. So if we can take our attention away from that which we do not want and allow it to dwell on what we do, joy will surely follow. Jim Rohn says that the walls we build up to keep sadness out also keep out joy. People think that they can protect themselves from pain or disappointment by putting the blockades up. But whilst you may keep out what you deem to be sad, hurtful, or disappointing, you're also keeping out what can be good, what could be loving, and what could be joyful. And so our story that I'd like to share with you this morning is short but sweet. Several years ago, I was driving to my daughter's college to bring her home for the summer break. It was a long trip, so I stopped at a little gas station halfway there to refuel. I pulled up to the pumps behind a beat-up old car. It was at least 20 years old. The metal was rusting, the tires were balding, and the muffler was held up by a coat hanger. A young teenage girl sat in the front passenger seat, with two much younger girls were in the back. After filling my gas tank, I walked up to pay. The mother of the girls was at the counter, desperately digging through her purse. She had bought some small snacks for her children, but still needed $5 more to pay for them. She sighed and started to pick up the snacks and put them back. "I got it," I said, and tossed the money on the counter. The mum turned and looked at me with moist eyes. Then suddenly, she stepped forward and hugged me. I felt a burst of warmth in my heart that I'm sure traveled to my cheeks as well. The mum let me go and said, "Thank you." She smiled and grabbed the snacks and hurried out to her children. I stood there watching them leave and said a prayer for them. Then I walked out into the sunshine, feeling lighter than the air surrounding me. Looking back on that memory reminded me, too, of the passage in the Bible where Jesus asked the reluctant rich man to give his wealth to the poor so that he would have treasures in heaven. I felt so sad for that rich man. He had given up so much in order to keep so little. The treasures of heaven are beyond anything this world can give us. I know this because we carry some of these treasures within us. The love we share, the good we do, and the kindness we give to others are all treasures of heaven. They bring us so much joy. They give us peace. They light our paths here on earth and lead us back to our beloved in heaven. I love that story, because truly the joy we feel and experience can be received when we do things for others. That connection to others, that connection when we do these good things, when we're of service, when we are giving selflessly or unthinkingly or without any form of ulterior motives, it connects us back to our joy, the joy that was with us at the start and the dawn of creation, the joy that comes from the beloved. Max Dupree says, we need to give each other the space to grow, to be ourselves, to exercise our diversity. We need to give each other space so that we may both give and receive such beautiful things as ideas, openness, dignity, joy, healing, and inclusion. We all have joy that we can share, that we can give, that we can experience. We all have an opportunity to be the joy, to live that joy, to share that joy. Do not let an opportunity pass you by. Do not hesitate when there is a chance to share joy. So I invite you now, as we enter into the silence, into the chamber of the heart, where pure, unadulterated joy exists. Let's take our attention away out of the head and drop down into that heart space. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath, the gentle exhalation and inhalation. As always at this time, I remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." It is known that we can go for days or foods without water, but we can only go for moments without the breath. It is the chi, it is the prana, it is the life force that animates and permeates all of existence. And so as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in." And as you breathe out, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe out." Inhale. "This is my breath as I breathe in." Exhale. "This is my breath as I breathe out." In. Out. In. Out. As you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper. This is my breath as I breathe out deeper. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Breath as I breathe in healing. Exhale. This is my breath when I breathe out forgiveness. Healing. Spirit. chamber of your heart, where joy abounds. It is the treasure we came into this earth with. It's a vibration as pure and wonderful as love. Just for a moment, allow this joy to percolate in and through your being. This connection to the divine that is within. Joy is an inside job. As always, we like at this time to set the intention for ourselves, for the week ahead. Knowing that we create in our mind's eye through what we vision and hold as true. We create our experience. The divine is always saying yes to wherever our attention, focus, and energy is. So we like to create as clear a blueprint for the divine to say yes to. And always, whatever we are seeing in our imagination, we bring the feeling component to it too. For the emotion carries energy. So see yourself being, doing, having that which you desire for the week ahead. See yourself energized and vitalized with enough energy and time to do all that is before you. See yourself patient and calm in all your interactions. See your relationships harmonious and peaceful. And see yourself joy-filled. Whatever else you want for yourself, see it now. As the Buddha said, as we keep our thoughts and mind pure, joy will follow surely like the shadow. Deep breath and bring your attention as we enter into our circle of prayer. The teacher said, where two or three are gathered, there shall I be in the midst. We are more than two or three, and the Christ life, the Christ spirit, the Christ energy is truly here. We know that God is the source of our being, that God is everywhere present, at every point in space and time. There is nowhere where God is not. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, source of all that is, in whom we live, move, and have our being. We consciously come into your presence at this moment, knowing that as we do so, we are aligning ourselves with the joy that comes from within. knowing that as we can bring our attention and focus onto you, our divine beloved, that joy can rise up in us, filling every part of our being with a bliss that passes all human understanding. Divine beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is, thou who art the ground of our being, we know that right where we are, your presence is quickening, enlivening, healing, renewing, and restoring us. We know that of ourselves we can do nothing, but your spirit doeth the work. And so in this awareness, in this trust, in this faith, we give thanks for those that are seeking healing in their physical form, knowing that the deathless, selfless existence of life is in every cell, tissue, organ, part and particle of their being. That health and wholeness is their divine birthright. So sickness, disease, pain, any physical disturbance is not of God, is not of them. So while the physical form may be experienced, the truth, the reality of their being, the spirit, the God life in them, is never sick. And so as we bring our attention and focus onto this truth, we allow the joy to fill us. Divine beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is, we hold in our hearts all the conditions and situations that are happening in this world at this time. For all those souls that are seeking freedom, freedom to be, freedom away from war, freedom away from terror. May our hearts and minds be open for compassion to do our part to alleviate the stress, the trials, and the traumas of their lives. For this wonderful sentient planet that we exist on, may we remember that we are only caretakers and that every part of creation has a right to be. And in this remembrance, may we stop polluting this land, its waters, its air, and truly honor all kinds. Divine beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is, may we truly keep coming back to the remembrance in each moment, that we are one with you and all that you are and all that you created us to be, so that we may feel ever filled full of your joy. For this and your infinite blessings, for this and your endless grace, for this and your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. Take a breath in as I unmute the phones and we do our affirmations for this morning. Okay, I pressed some wrong buttons here, but let's trust everything is okay. Oh, let's repeat our affirmation from our science of mind, if you repeat after me. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Okay, I need to unmute.
All participant lines have been unmuted. Press #6 to mute your line.
Okay, let's try that again. Repeat after me, please. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
I live and move in the one.
I live and move in the one.
Whatever I may be feeling,
whatever I may be feeling,
at any moment, I know that I am never alone.
I know that I am never alone.
There is joy in every morning. And I welcome it. I welcome the warmth. And lift that carries me through the day. And now our Buddhist meditation. I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive myself and I am free.
I forgive myself and I am free.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
May I feel protected and safe. Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them. And I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. Now our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds me. The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well. So I'll leave you with just two more quotes. One from Maya Angelou, who says, "When you wish someone joy, you wish them peace, love, prosperity, happiness, all good things." And the final one that I want to share with you is from Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. "The joy is the infallible sign of the presence of God." Beloved, may you experience this joy this day. May you experience joy welling up inside of you in the moments when you truly connect with the divine. And I'm going to end our Sunday Soul with our Apache blessing. May the sun bring you new energy by day. May the moon softly restore you by night. May the rain wash away your worries. May the breeze blow new strength into your being. And so my closing song for you is from Carrie Joby, a wonderful songbird. And I look forward to joining you on Thursday as usual for our 10 at 10, our midweek 10-minute mindfulness session, and next Sunday for our Sunday Soul Connection. Until, be blessed and have a wonderful week. This is Joyfully by Carrie Joby. Enjoyed that as much as I did. That was Carrie Joby singing Joyfully. Have a wonderful and blessed week, and I look forward to joining you Thursday and Sunday. God bless.
Thank you.